We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Julia.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi there, I'm Hallie.
What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is a gift to me, sent from God above. I will never be alone, living in His love. Jesus is my teacher, Jesus is my guide, Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like Him. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like Him. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend.
It's that time of year again,
when people love to talk about love.
They send Valentine's cards,
give candy hearts,
they tell people in their lives how much they love them.
And this year, I thought we would give a very special Valentine to our friends who are listening.
It's the best Valentine you will ever receive.
Do you know how much God loves you?
He loves you so much that He sent Jesus to save you.
When you accept His Valentine, you can live with Jesus forever.
And we can read wonderful words of love from God's holy word. After you read the verses, why don't you explain what they mean to you? Hallie, let's start with you.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And I think that means that since God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son so that we could have a chance to go to heaven.
Okay. And Julia?
John 15:9 says, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. I think this means that the Father has loved Jesus and He has loved us and He wants us to be close to Him.
That's right. That's good, Julia. How about Alexa now? Do you have a verse for us?
John 15:13 says, Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Okay, I think that means that, like, the greatest love there can ever be is when you would actually give your life for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus did for us.
That's right. And Catherine?
John 14:23. Jesus said, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. I think this means that if we love God and obey his teaching, his Father will also love us, and we will come and live in heaven with him.
That's right. Very good. Carolyn, you have a verse from Galatians, don't you?
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I think that means while I'm here on earth, Jesus lives in me.
I think the first part is sort of like a figurative speech because it's saying that the old way we lived has been crucified or like killed with Christ. And so that part no longer lives, but Christ lives through us. And then the second part is how while we're living here on earth, that we're going to live by faith because he loved us and died for us.
That's wonderful, Julia. Thank you. We have some familiar verses that we're going to read now from the book of Romans that teach us a very, very familiar lesson.
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, we read, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons,
neither the present nor the future,
nor any powers,
neither height nor depth,
nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Nothing can separate us from the perfect love of Jesus.
When you are good, Jesus loves you.
Even when you are bad, Jesus still loves you.
His love stays the same.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the nighttime.
In the nighttime.
God loves me.
God loves me.
All the time.
All the time.
So clap.
Make you feel to know that God's love will always be there for you? Hallie?
Well, it makes me feel really confident that I can do a lot more things with his love than I can without his love.
Okay. And Alexa?
Even if nobody else likes me, that I know God still loves me and that his love is better than anybody else's love.
Okay. And Catherine?
That when I'm in a very tight situation, I can always know that God's always there. Even if there's no one else, he's always there for me.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, how about you?
Whenever I feel, like, scared of doing something,
mm-hmm.
I always know that God is right there for me.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Has his love changed you, do you think?
Well, I think it changes you a lot, because, like, when I was little, I remember, like, knowing about Jesus, but I don't really feeling like, I knew he loved me, but I'm not really feeling like I loved him that much. But now it feels like, I don't know, you have more of a desire to, like, want to serve God now that you can that you understand a little bit better, like, what he's called you to do.
Beautiful, huh? And Sam?
So when I was little, every time my mom or dad said, like, it's time to go to church, and I would say, like, no, I want to stay home and watch TV. But now that I'm older, I've changed, and sometimes I want to go to church and wear nice clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I was like 4, I hated it.
Oh, well, his love does change us. And the more we understand how much he loves us, the more we want to love him. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Now, when you say all, is that a lot?
Yeah.
What do you think, Alexa?
Well, all is like every single part.
That's right. He said, this is the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And the second, we all know what the second commandment is. Let's all say it together. To love
your neighbor as yourself.
The most important commands that Jesus gave us are about love.
Loving our Lord Jesus with everything that we have.
And loving our neighbor just as much as we love ourselves.
That means treating them with kindness and forgiveness.
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
The Bible says that when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are new creations.
The old has gone.
The new has come.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
The old is gone.
The old has gone.
The new has come.
The new has come.
He is a new creation.
He is a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. He is a new creation.
Jesus will teach you.
Jesus will teach you
all God's ways.
All God's ways.
Jesus will love you.
Jesus will love you.
Guide you and help you.
Guide you and help you.
Jesus will change you.
Jesus will change you
into a new creation.
Into a new creation.
Into a new creation.
God's love is there for anyone.
He wants us all to know him.
God wants us all to live.
Live here on earth and live forever in heaven.
He wants us to know Jesus.
He is the way,
the truth,
and the life.
He is love.
Let's pray.
Dear Father, thank you for Jesus.
His love changes us.
He makes us feel safe.
He brings us peace. He gives us hope.
He gives us life.
Nothing can separate us from him.
We will be forever blessed.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Pass this Valentine on to someone you know.
You can even make a beautiful heart and decorate it with the words, Jesus loves you.
God wants us to share his message of love with others.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
And remember,
Jesus loves you.
His love is the best Valentine you will ever receive.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.